So the first question I ask everybody is, why city council?
I'm not a politician, but I feel I owe something back to the city. My original plan, or my plan to start, was talk to so many senior people. We're very short of senior housing and accommodations. And I thought that some way, somehow, I could get involved and possibly get this done to where we could be a betterment of the community. Needless to say, a lot of things have changed. Our wastewater project, for instance, that's been a big hurdle to be able to expand to any of these things because we have to get that improved first. That's been a challenge. I'm kind of up for that. I'm retired. Like I say, I'm not a politician, but for anything that I could do better for our community and our taxpayers, I guess that's my biggest feat here as far as being on the city council. Although there's some other things too. Our Highway 23 project, that's on the top list. Getting our kids a safe process of getting across. We got half the town here, half the town there. Our schools in the middle. Kids to the south really have a problem safety-wise getting across, and that was another big step of mine. And as we go along, there's other things coming up, and it's just been a good factor for me to be part of the community.
We've mentioned a couple of times, every time I mention Foley, we mention the wastewater treatment project, and the fact that you've got a building moratorium until it's completed.
Right.
Once completed, most everybody says, yes, Foley is going to have a building boom. What do you kind of envision as the future of Foley?
I've got a little insight on this. My son's a realtor. Quite often I get asked, Dad, when is this going to be completed? Very interested in moving, building, or settling down in the Foley immediate area. So I guess I'm thinking that there is some promise here. You know, this was a big step to take as far as money and all that sort of thing. So I look for a very promising thing as far as industry and residential.
So moving past commercial or residential, do you see improvements in the industrial or the government centers of Foley?
Well, the industry, you know, is at a hold. There's some rumor out there that there's industry that wants to move to Foley. I won't divulge any of that right now. But I'm thinking that once we get this wastewater project done, that we'll see some definite interest in the industrial part of our city growing pains. We had, when you mentioned a government center, I'm talking government as far as Benton County goes. We had a lot out there, our old school lot, that was very interested in some people putting in a senior citizen complex there. And I don't know what happened in the financing or the what changed it, but whoever's involved in it, it just fell apart and went on the wayside. And then, of course, now Benton County is wanting to expand their facilities. They're still interested or going to buy it. And they've got one or two offices over in St. Cloud. And I think it'd be a plus if we could get the whole government center of the county back here in town in a complete set type for it. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Now, anytime there's opportunity, there are dangers. Do you see any dark clouds on the horizon?
There's always that. There's always skepticism. Like I said, we talk about the industrial park. We have got some feelers out there. Are we going to get this wastewater project done soon enough to where we can still supply them with this, that they have interest and move out here? That is a question. I look over the years of, take Rice, for instance. They have an industrial park, I'd say the North Seaside, but there's a portion of it that's never been touched, and that's for quite a few years. Could that happen here? Yeah, it could. If we stop speculating, we're not going to grow at all.
I give this opportunity to everyone. Why Gary for City Council? This is the campaign speech.
To those that attended some of the meetings, I've always said I've got room for common sense and compassion. I said those are two words that kind of stick with me, and I'd like to use that because sometimes I think we get in politics a little overbearing, and we forget about the people that pay taxes, including myself. We kind of sometimes, I think, maybe push that aside and we lose a feeling there. I'm going to work for them as well as our city. Does our city come first? Of course it does. But I won't forget those that pay the taxes and see us through the projects that we have, because it's those people that are going to make this happen. I say I will continue with more compassion and common sense.
Now, those are the questions that I wanted to bring to the table. Is there anything in particular you wanted to mention?
Our city, you know, I don't know what you want to call it. Our city's going through a change here. I grew up here, and we were a metropolis of three hardware stores, two grocery stores, several gas stations, and very prosperous. Everybody was busy. There was traffic galore, whatever. Can I answer as to what changed that? Not really. We're closer to St. Cloud as other cities that are still doing very well are to big cities. Is this part of it? We have so much to offer. We have, I think, one of the best school systems. The religion systems here in town are extraordinary. We're probably one of the oldest cities nearby that have a swimming pool. We do have some stuff to offer. And our goal, too, is not to only fix the face of our businesses, but get new businesses in and open the doors more to jobs and whatever to the area. How do you say that? I have a dream. Will it come true?